And it, all these things did so much good because they wasn't able to take you to a doctor. In fact, there wasn't many doctors going to see me like it. They are. Now we just got along all right. Sure did. We got over it.
Seems like they might have something to learn from the old men.
Right, right. And another thing that they used was a herb that they got out of the woods for pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Was something that you call fever grass.
Mm.
It looked just like this old regular straw that you would people would ring and make brooms out of. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
Well, they'd bring ring straw and make just regular brooms.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep with. That's where that fever grass. Now you talking about? It's yellow.
Uh-huh.
It will look yellow. And they get that and they wash it and take those roots and boil it and give you a dose of it. Oh my God. I don't know how cold nor do you, but it couldn't do you no worse. Oh, it will really clean you out. Cold, you can drink it cold. So, they were very fond of getting herbs out of the woods and using them for medicine. Also, they would, pine trees, they would go and chip on those pine trees, cut the bark off.
Uh-huh.
And let them run, what you call the rosin, out of those trees. And they would go back afterward and get that rosin and roll it up in the little pills. You know, mm-hmm. Just roll it up in the little balls. And that's what they took for the backache.
Kind of hard to believe.
Yeah,
so you used to go
in
the drugstore and get the prescription.
Right. That's what they took for the backache.
That's good. What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup? Don't have too many around here.
That you do what now?
Tap for syrup.
Syrup?
Mm-hmm.
A tree?
You ever heard of them tapping maple trees? Sugar maples?
I've heard of maple trees, but I've never known them to tap them for syrup. I know we have maple syrup. You can go to the store and buy syrup and it says on the bottle.
That's how you
maple
said.
Syrup, but I've never known them to tap trees. I don't know if we have any around.
That was a big industry.
Really?
Up where we were from, uh-huh. You'd go out and, well, you had to wait till it was still pretty cold, but it was just about to turn warm.
Mm-hmm.
That way the sap would start to run back down so
mm-hmm.
you could catch it. Probably the end of February, first part of March.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then they collect, just hang a bucket. They tap it and put a spigot in and just keep changing the buckets and you boil it down. Boil it and boil it and boil it. It takes probably maybe 10 gallons of sap to get a gallon of syrup.
Oh, really?
And they, mm-hmm, they make maple sugar when they boil it and they add cream to it and then it solidifies and you get the candy.
Oh.
We had a place where you could go watch them do it. Eat what they called sugar on snow,
mm-hmm.
or they boil the syrup and put it on the snow and it made like little hard candies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet that was really.
Mm-hmm, it was. A lot of people did it that had in, you know, their yard good sized ones for their own.
Well, I don't guess we have those trees around here because I have heard of maple trees,
really
but
right for
I just never heard of them, you know. Letting them run their syrup out of the tree, I just thought that was a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say.
Tree.
Now, where's this at?
Well, we were in Massachusetts. They do a lot of it in Vermont.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We were about maybe 10 or 12 miles from Vermont State.
Oh, well, I'm sure that most every state is something they,
mm-hmm.
you know, they raise because I know I was in...